May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another episode on this silsila, Spiritual Cures. And as you know, this silsila is designed to assist, to advise, and to provide some practical solutions as well as wada'if, awrad, invocations for the grief-stricken ummah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us keep the beautiful hadith in mind. Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Subhanallah. So what are we delaying for? Why don't we start making good intentions on a regular basis every day, inshallah? Let's make some now that, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila of Madani channel for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others, because even whatever we are discussing today, if you are not going through that difficulty, maybe you know somebody who is. And try to jot it down. Keep your notebooks out, your diaries out. The important Madani pearls of advices, the wada'if. Jot it down, note it down, write it down, so that you can always refer to them at a later stage. Because ink is the best memory. And as Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, that capture knowledge by writing it down. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are many beautiful benefits, blessings, bounties for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of Durood-e Pak, salawat, or salutations upon the cause of creation, the cream of creation, the crown of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our most merciful master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That person who recites Durood-e Pak 50 times daily, just 50 times. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I will shake hands with that person on the day of judgment. Believe me, we don't truly understand, most of us, the privilege of this, that our sinful hands will be touching the pure hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we want this benefit, we know what to do. Let us stop wasting away our short lives, our valuable moments in this short life, in unnecessary conversations, useless activities that have no real benefit for you and I, in this world, in the grave, and in the hereafter. Let us be wise. Let us be wise investors and invest for the hereafter. We can use our time, we can use our wealth according to our financial capacity to invest for the hereafter. That is real long-term planning. Nobody is telling you that take all your wealth and give it in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is from Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal has given us whatever we have. But take out a share. Try on a monthly basis. Again, as per your financial capability, give it to your Dawud Islam. Your Dawud Islam is working in so many different fields. Madrasatul Madina, Jami'atul Madina, Darul Madina, Maktabatul Madina, Muballighina, traveling out on Madani Qafilas. This, your Madani channel itself, give it for the pleasure of Allah. Give it for Isal al-Thawab of your Marhumeen. And give it to avert and divert بلاء، مصيبته، مشكلات، calamities. This is what will help us here in the grave and hereafter, inshallah ta'ala. Let's recite Durud-i Pak. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. You know, Allah Azza wa Jal, the Almighty, our Creator, has given us so many different blessings. You know, they say, count your blessings. We have so many blessings individually that we can never truly thank Allah. Yet we must thank Allah, Almighty. We must show shukr, ashukru lillah. We must show gratitude. And if we look into our lives, I should look into my life and you should look into your life. Then let's weigh it. How much of shukr do I show to Almighty Allah, my merciful Allah? And how many complaints do I have? The positive and the negative. I don't have this, I don't have that. I'm making dua, I don't see it being answered, and this problem and this accident and this sickness and my family. And if we analyze, and I'm telling you, do this, and you realize, after analyzing, you'll realize that Allah Azza wa Jal has truly blessed me. And I'm talking about things like, do you have hands? Do you have fingers? What a blessing you have. Now imagine you don't have hands or you don't have fingers. Imagine that person who is disabled, that moves around in a wheelchair, doesn't have any limbs. So you have it better off than that person. What about the person who doesn't have legs or feet? They have been amputated. Are you able to see? Are you able to hear? Are you able to talk? Are these not great blessings of Allah? Of course they are. Am I thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for these blessings? For the ability to see, to think, to talk, to hear, to grasp, to walk, to run? And what's one of the best ways of showing shukr and gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal? To be obedient to Him, to be obedient to His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so if we are obedient, we will make sure that we are reading our salahs, that we are, when Ramadan comes, no excuses, that if we have the ability, undertake the journey of Hajj, that we calculate properly from our wealth the zakah of 2.5% and give it to the correct recipients, that we practice the sunnah, that we implement the sunnah in our lives, not just learning about it or reading about it, but living it, and etc. That we empower ourselves with at least fard ulum, that knowledge which is obligatory upon every Muslim male and female. And Dawud Islami has made it convenient for you and I, has simplified it, has made it easy through its activities, its madani activities, its dini kaam, in order to fulfill all of these things and much more as well. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Today I'm just going to highlight a little bit about a blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal that we all need in our life. In fact, every single human being, creature, needs this. And that is sleep. For you to get a good night's rest, adequate and sufficient sleep. That is a blessing of Allah. Ask the person who is suffering from insomnia or from nightmares, continuous nightmares night after night. How it is you wake up in the middle of the night all perspiring and afraid. Or that person who has to take pills, capsules, medications in order to sleep. But if you can just go into your bed, close your eyes, before you know it, you're in dreamland. Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us beautiful dreams, dreams of Medina Sharif, Kaaba Sharif. Grant us the dream of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How fortunate will be that person. Ameen bi jahi khatim al-nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I'm going to share some Madani pearls of advices with regards to sleeping. And things that, you know, the experts have given us that can aid and help a person to fall off to sleep, especially those who are suffering from insomnia, the inability to sleep, to fall off to sleep, or those who have nightmares. We'll share some wada'if and invocations a little later on, inshallah. Keep in mind that to sleep in the beginning of the day or between Maghrib and Isha, these are makruh times. It is makruh, it is disliked by the Sharia, the Islamic sacred law, to sleep in these times, the beginning of the day and between Maghrib and Isha. Our Sufiya and Mashaykh, our ulama, our great scholars of Islam, they have advised us that when you're going to sleep, then remember the grave. That's going to be my bed and your bed one day. And the sand, that's going to be our pillow. And there's not going to be anybody around. It's just going to be darkness, narrowness. Imagine that person who suffers from claustrophobia, that they in a place where, you know, they feel like claustrophobic and like they are suffocating because the place is too small and narrow and congested. Think about it. So think about the grave. Think about the qabr. Think about what's going to happen to me, that I'm going to close my eyes now. What if I don't open my eyes in the morning? What if I'm closing my eyes now forever? Am I ready? Am I ready to taste death? Whether I am ready or not ready, it's going to happen. That is the decree of Allah Almighty. We can't change it. It's going to happen, but am I ready? Am I preparing for it? Am I that wise investor who is investing for the grave and the hereafter? Allahu Akbar. In the grave, we will be all alone with our deeds. Do I have good deeds? How many good deeds do I have? Ask yourself that question. How do I know which good deeds have been accepted by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal? How do I know? So I need to do as many good deeds as possible for the pleasure of Allah. Remember, for an ibadah, for a worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, for a good deed to be accepted, keep these principles in mind, that it must be done with the correct intentions. I can't be doing a good deed, a good action, but with bad intentions, evil intentions. And I'm giving the sadaqah, I'm giving the charity and donation, but the intention has been corrupted, that I wish people must look at me and call me someone who is generous. There will be punishment for that. The action is good, but the intention, because all actions, we know it already, are as per their intentions. They are based on the intentions. Why did you do that? For what? Why did you recite the Quran? For fun? For show? Or to make Allah happy? To make the beloved Rasul happy? Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To earn some thawab, the currency of the hereafter. I need to be conscious of this when I'm doing good deeds. So the good deed must be done with the correct intentions, and it must be done correctly as well. Is my salah in order? is my recitation of the Quran in order, whether in salah or out of salah? Are all these things, are they in order? Am I doing it properly? Yes, maybe I went to madrasa, but did I learn it properly? Did I recall whatever I learned in madrasa? Some people haven't been to madrasa. And so we come across people, their whole lives are actually reciting the Quran by looking at the English, by looking at the translation and reciting. So Dawud Islami is offering you this opportunity, this chance to enroll in Madrasatul Madina, Balighan. That's for grown-ups, for males, and for Islamic sisters, for females, Balighat. These are specially designed courses and classes that if you enroll and if you are dedicated and sincere, you will see your progress and performance. Within no time, inshallah, you will be able to recite the Holy Quran fluently with the tajweed, with the makharij, meaning that with the correct pronunciation of each letter, where the sounds emanate from, and the rules of the Quran as well. Subhanallah. Okay, here's a little tip that especially if a person is just can't doze off, just can't fall off to sleep, we are advised that instead of, you know, they say that you must count sheep. So we say that leave the sheep alone. The sheep also need to sleep. Rather engage in the recitation of tasbih. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Tahleel, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. And tahmeed, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Recite Durud-i Pak. As-salatu as-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu as-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu as-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. These are the things we can recite. And if you're reciting it by making good intentions, then there's thawab for you as well. And as you continue, Shaitan doesn't like this. Shaitan does not want you and I to remember Allah Azza wa Jal when you're going to sleep. Now, an individual that has sleep issues and sleep problems, look, you will advise, firstly, even before you go to sleep, make sure you're closing your doors, locking your doors, closing your windows as well. Then one should recite Bismillah and close. And we mentioned this previously as also that when you recite Bismillah and you close and you lock and your doors, your windows, then this prevents the entry of the jinn into your home. Something so simple that we must practice upon and make it our routine, part of our routine, and teach our children as well, inshallah, azza wa jal. When you're going to sleep, then dust the bed 3 times. Do not sleep on your belly, on your stomach, as this is the way of the people of Jahannam, of the hellfire. Begin by sleeping on your right side with your right palm under your right cheek facing towards the Qibla for as long as you can, with the intention of following this beautiful sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thereafter, you know, maybe if you doze off to sleep and you're in a deep sleep and you change positions, at least you've tried to practice on the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's important that we learn about the beautiful life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this respect, how did he sallallahu alaihi wasallam sleep? Imagine to that extent that our beautiful Islam, our beautiful deen, this is what the sunnah is. It's something which is practical. It's a complete and comprehensive way of living. It's a lifestyle. The perfect lifestyle. Why would any person, any wise person, truly intelligent person, leave that which is perfect for other things? So the sunnah is the perfect lifestyle. Let us come back to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, before we sleep, we should recite the dua for sleeping, which is Allahumma bismika أموت وأحيا. I'm sure many of us have learnt it. If we haven't, then please do go over this dua. If we are reciting it every night at the time of sleeping, then inshallah we won't forget it. I want you to just concentrate on the meaning of this dua. That, O Allah Azza wa Jal, I die and live with your name. You know, they say sleep is the brother of death. So imagine, Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. That I died, I'm going to sleep now. It is as if I'm dead, because the person is like unconscious. So I die and I live. If I awaken, then I live with your name, O Allah. Subhanallah. There's a very beautiful, simple sifa of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. If a person recites at the time of sleeping, do you know what the benefit is? That angels will make dua for you, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Angels will make dua for you through the will of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal at the time of sleeping. And what is that? Ya Kareemu, Ya Kareemu, Ya Kareemu. Try to recite this as many times as you can, and the benefit is that angels will make dua for that person. Don't forget to recite Ayatul Kursi. Try to also, I forgot to mention, in fact, that Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damul Barakatum Al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, encourages us that before sleeping, make wudu, perform 2 rakats of Salatul Tawbah. It's a nafil salah, do tajreed iman, do muhasaba, fikr madina, fill out your nek a'mal, contemplate over your day. Leave the good that we've done. We don't know if it's accepted by Allah Azza wa Jal. Focus on whatever wrong I've done today. Did I hurt anybody's feelings? Did I do anything wrong? Did I oppress anybody? Did I hurt anybody emotionally, physically, mentally, psychologically? And make tawbah for each one of those things. And you know, subhanallah, you're sleeping with a clear conscience. Yes, if I hurt somebody, I have to also go and apologize and ask them for forgiveness as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. So you're retiring to bed. Try to recite Tasbih Fatima, Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar 34 times. Recite this as well. Allah Hazrat, our master, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, has said that when you're going to sleep, then after your wada'if, your surahs, your du'as, the very last thing that you should recite is Surah Kafirun. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. The whole surah, one time. And then sleep away. If you have to engage in any conversation, then again, recite Surah Kafirun and sleep away. Make this your routine, make this your habit. For the one who is punctual with this, insha'Allah ta'ala, will leave this dunya with iman. Subhanallah, subhanallah. These are simple things that we can practice upon. Let us try, inshallah. Now, those who have serious sleep issues, who are insomniacs, then here's a few tips for you, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Try to keep a regular sleep pattern, regular sleeping hours. For example, this is the time, example, 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock to go to bed. This is the time to get up. Try your best to get up for tahajjud salah. Because the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in summary of hadith that the best salah after the fard salahs is the night salah. So this is also referring to Salatul Layl and Salatul Tahajjud as well. Try to perform Salatul Tahajjud, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Create a restful sleeping environment. This is also very important, that the environment we're in, the room that we're sleeping in, there's no disturbances. There's no noise, there's no light that is affecting us, that is delaying our sleep. If you need to, then put in earplugs, put in those sleep masks, so that if there is light, it won't disturb you. If there is noise, maybe from the outside of your home, these things will not disturb, inshallah ta'ala. If you need to, get those blackout curtains, the ones that are thick and they shade, the color is dark. So that this also stops the light from entering into your home from the outside. One should exercise regularly, but not at the time of sleeping, because you need your body to be stress-free, and you need to loosen up. You need to relax your muscles of your body, your face, your limbs, relax your mind. All of these little things will help, inshallah. Have a hot shower, then get into a pre-cooled room so that your temperature drops a little bit. And this will help in you falling off to sleep faster, inshallah. Furthermore, make sure your bed is comfortable. We don't have to buy the most expensive bed, but it must be comfortable. If it's not, then it's going to you may end up with body aches, body pains. Cut down on caffeine, especially at night before sleeping. Some people have the habit of having 2-3 cups of coffee, which has a lot of caffeine, more than tea, chai. Try to stay away from these energy drinks, as they are overloaded with caffeine and sugar as well. Don't overindulge. Cut out those late night snacks. This is primarily for the person who is suffering from insomnia. Check that, you know, if I'm doing any of these things, start cutting them out. Who knows, maybe it will help you. Try it. What do you have to lose? Smoking also negatively impacts the sleep of a person. Here is another good reason to quit smoking, if that person is smoking. Allah. If something is worrying you, or you have something important to do for the next day, the psychologists, they advise, write it down. Whatever is clouding your mind, write them down on a piece of paper and keep it somewhere where the next day you can always take it and, okay, remind yourself. Like reminders, put down those reminders. So your mind becomes more clearer and less clouded, because you know, okay, I've written it down, so it's there. And I'll attend to it in its time. In extreme cases, like delayed sleep phase disorder, which is also called more often as delayed sleep phase syndrome. This is a chronic disorder, and this affects the timing of one's sleep. That person should consult their doctor, and they may need therapy as well, depending on your level of insomnia. Keep your devices, your phones, your tablets, laptops away from you. You do know that they emit radiation. And the blue light that is on there, it's not good for one's sleep. It actually, what it does is, it increases the alertness, the blue light from the screen, especially the phone. It increases the alertness, one's alertness, and it delays the release of the sleep-inducing hormone called melatonin. Keep it under your pillow, keep it away from you. You do have a little function there, a blue light filter that can stop that and change the color of the screen itself. I'm going to share these wada'if, inshallah, that if one cannot sleep because of pains, maybe there's some pains in the body, then another individual should recite the following close to that person, but not in a very loud voice so as to disturb the individual. And very simple, the person should recite continuously, actually in abundance, La ilaha illallahu, La ilaha illallahu, La ilaha illallahu. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, this will help the person to fall off to sleep. Also, if one is unable to sleep, then they should recite 11 times, La ilaha illallahu, and then they should blow unto themselves. Allah Azza wa Jal willing, that person will fall off to sleep. This wazifa you can find in the beautiful booklet Ailing Worshipper on page 30. You can actually download this from dawoodislami.net. It's the ebook. All the ebooks are free downloads, or you can obtain a hard copy from Maktabatul Madina, which is the bookshop and the publications department of Dawood-e-Islami. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What about that person who has nightmares? And you would get some people that continuously, night by night, they're experiencing frightening dreams. Now, let's say if you had a nightmare and you woke up, then turn towards your left side and spit 3 times. But not with actual saliva coming out, just the sound. Just the sound. We don't want, if there's a person sleeping next to you, to get wet. But just with the sound, spit 3 times and then change the position that you were sleeping in. Also recite, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajeem and La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billahi Al-Aliyyil Azeem. One who has frequent nightmares, that person should recite on a daily basis, 21 times, Ya Mutakabbiru, Ya Mutakabbiru, Ya Mutakabbiru. This wadifa you can find in the booklet called 40 Spiritual Cures, page 5. And you continue this, inshallah, until you are cured of this problem. Another aspect related to sleep. Okay, on one side we have people who are unable to sleep for whatever reasons. And then you may have somebody who oversleeps. That's also not good for the mind and body. Our scholars have mentioned something, and I want you to listen to this and think about it deeply. That let's say a person sleeps 8 hours a day. Okay, kids, infants, children, they need more sleep than grown-ups. But a grown-up person, it's just something to think about. Sleeps 8 hours a day. And if they were to live for 60 years, 8 hours a day is 1/3 of the day. 8, 16, 24. 24 hours, 8 hours is 1/3 of the day. If I'm sleeping 8 hours in the day, if I live till 60 years old, I have slept for 20 years of my life. 20 years I spent only in sleeping. Wow. Subhanallah. When a person awakens, they should recite the dua upon awakening. Alhamdulillahilladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhin nushur. And listen to the translation. All praise is due to Allah Azza wa Jal, who gave us life after death, and to Him we will return. Again, the correlation between sleep and death. Person doesn't know if they mean to get up. So sleep is the brother of death, as people say. It's like the person is dead, unconscious. So all praises are due to Allah. That's a fact. That He has given us life, meaning that we are awake now. We're like alive after death, after sleeping. Subhanallah. When you wake up, revive the sunnah of the miswak. How many of us, we may have heard of it, the miswak sharif, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to use the miswak a lot. In fact, subhanallah azza wa jal, your Dawood Islami has a booklet on this, on the blessings of miswak, which you can also download that from dawoodislami.net or obtain a hard copy from Maktabatul Madina. You'll see the beautiful Madani pearls of advices and benefits with regards to using the miswak sharif. Make an intention to start using the miswak sharif. Why? Because it is a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not just that it's going to clean my teeth, give me a good breath, or it's going to have some physical benefits. Those things will follow if the intentions are right. To make Allah happy, to make Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy, to follow the sunnah of my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Dawud Sami has revived this. Amir Ahl Sunnah Tambar Qadum Aliyah has revived this as well. And what a great reward there is in reviving the sunnah, especially at the time of fitan, of corruptions, confusions. We are in that stage, we are in that time. Revive the sunnah in your life. Teach your children, your offspring as well. If you do not influence them, the others are going to gladly influence them, and they are already influencing them via those cartoons, via those games, social media, other media, the education system. They will influence, and they are influencing. So you need to counter that by influencing your child or your grandchild to obey Allah Azza wa Jalla and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's it. Before I make the next move, before I take the next step, before I make the next decision, that's why Allah Azza wa Jalla allow it. That's my beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam allow it. That's my deen, my Islam allow it. If it allows it, go ahead. If not, then we should refrain, we should abstain and take another path, another route. And make good intentions. When you are up, start making good intentions. That will aid you, inshallah, in terms of thawab, reward. Don't forget Madani Muzakara, live every Saturday evening with Amir Ahl Sunnah Dawud Barakatum Al-Aliyah. Q&A session is there. Lots to learn. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from